This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 133 for Friday, November 4th. I'm Adam Pelishotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Friday morning to go along with major gains in crude oil. After speculation emerged that China would be making changes to its zero-COVID policy, which had previously slowed down the country's economy, crude oil is rallying to its highest level in more than 3 weeks. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all trading higher. The Canadian dollar is receiving a boost from rising crude oil prices, jumping by more than a United States cent. For much of the prairies, sun and cloud are forecast for Friday, only to see temperatures plunge as well as precipitation in the forms of rain and snow this weekend. The January canola contract is up $11.40 per ton and $908.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are all trading higher, as well as most varieties of wheat. Corn is slightly higher on Friday as multiple factors are limiting gains. Analysts predict that the USDA will leave its yield estimate unchanged from October at 171.9 bushels per acre, with carryout increased by 35 million bushels at 1.207 billion. One estimate for Brazil's corn exports for the month of October is 6.24 million tons, compared to only 1.873 million in October 2021. The December corn contract is up 3 US cents per bushel at $6.82. Soybean prices are continuing to rally, receiving strength from crude oil as well as the rest of the Chicago soy complex. Analysts predict that the average U.S. soybean yield will be unchanged at 49.8 bushels per acre, with a carryout of 212 million bushels, 12 million more than in October. Another estimate that Brazil's October soybean exports at 3.566 million tons, nearly 600,000 tons more than October 2021. The January soybean contract is up 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.65. Wheat prices are trading range-bound on Friday morning. Census data showed that the U.S. wheat exports for the month of September was 3.048 million tons, a marketing year high and 32% higher than the previous September. Rains are falling in wheat-growing areas in central and eastern Kansas as well as Oklahoma this morning. An estimate for Argentina's wheat crop was lowered by 1.2 million tons to 14 million due to frosts. The December Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $8.41 per bushel. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.45. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.48. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.